F8, FGS monitoring. KFGS, KIA. This is KF8 FGS. David here in Utica. KF8 FGS, KIA. Hello, David. My name is Rod. I think we talked before. His name sounds familiar. Well, maybe I know another David. I don't know. Yeah, I do remember talking with you, and I think it was NAWRO, perhaps. Maybe last a week ago Monday, perhaps. I remember it was my first digital contact, as I recall.
Familiar, yep. It definitely sounds familiar. So, well, good to hear you again. So I just had my radio. I have my hotspot here set to monitor 10 different talk groups. And so when it popped up, like on 261 here, I press the star key and I lock on it.
Well, I guess we have the technology. We have the technology. Well, it's interesting, monitoring 10 groups at a time. Well, I know very little about the DMR. I'm just now learning and going through the frequencies and figuring out which repeaters to use. I believe I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater right now, I believe. And what are you talking through?
Well, I'm talking through a hotspot. I'm going directly to Brandmeister 31261. So that I'm connected through that. And, yeah, I monitor 10 talk groups. I have 10 static talk groups on my time slot 2 here. And if any one of them comes up, it's all I have to do is press the star key, and then I connect to it. And it's kind of like a scanning, but it's not scanning. It's just it's monitoring 10 talk groups at one time. And then you turn on the promiscuous mode for that time slot. And you can monitor 50 talk groups, although I wouldn't recommend it. But that's one of the cool things about DMR. You can monitor multiple talk groups at the same time and then be able to lock onto one of them if you want to.
Oh, very good. Very good. I believe you had advised me to go to a website to download somehow so that people's names show up and my name shows up on their screen, but I haven't gotten that far yet. Haven't gotten quite that far.
That was radioid.net, and I forget what kind of radio you have. Mine's an Anytone DA90.
Well, I'm talking on an HT, a DM32 Baofeng. From the mobile with a mag mount antenna. And on my base, I'm using an Anytone 578 for base radio, which is DMR as well. I just haven't programmed any frequencies or repeaters into that, which is probably be a good next step for me.
578, I don't know anything about the first radio you mentioned, but I do know about the 578. That's a very nice radio. And all the Anytones, I have two of the Anytones. I have the 878, and I have the 890. And I also have the BTEC equivalent, the 6x2, which I haven't turned on in probably a couple of years, but I do have it. And then I have several other DMR radios, too, and Fusion radios and D-Star. I have 32 handhelds, which is nuts.
Well, it sounds like somebody's got your number. I've got a couple of different models of Bofa handhelds, the UV5RM, which seems to work pretty good. It doesn't send out a lot of spurious emissions. You know, one of the guys in the club tested it. And the one I'm talking on now is the DM32, which is analog and, of course, DMR in the VHF and UHF bands. And it seems to do pretty well. And it's got, you can put, I think, 4,000 contacts in it. The Anytone, can put a 500,000 contacts, digital contacts. So we'll start we'll start programming it, the Anytone. It's pretty easy to program with the software, as is this this DM32 handheld. We'll see what happens from there. But this is my third time on the digital mode. So I'm liking it. I mean, it's just like you're sitting in the truck next to me here. KF8FGS, back to you.
Yeah, KF8FGS, KIA. Yeah, I agree with you. The audio quality is superb. I have no qualms about it. And by the way, that radio sounds real good too. That DF32. Another friend of mine got one up there. Andy, I forget his call, but he's got one. He loves it. And I have in the DMR. I have another radio that's kind of crazy called maybe GD88, which is actually two radios in one. It can simultaneously receive on the same band or both bands, and it's got two separate radios. And when you update the firmware, you got to update the firmware for each one separately. So it's a crazy radio, but kind of neat. And it's also got some other.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Two radios in one. You know, with the Anytone 578, I can monitor two different frequencies on either the VHF or the UHF band. But you got to kind of look up when someone, you hear your call or you hear somebody CQ or whatever, and you got to catch right away to see which frequency they're coming in on, so that you can change your main channel to transmit, to respond. But yeah, and this radio has scanning features and all kinds of stuff. I just haven't figured it out yet. I've only had it for a couple of months. I've had my license since early December of 25. I got back into radio after a very long hiatus, but I figured 55-year hiatus from radio from back in the mid to late 60s when I first got involved. And then, I fell away with, school and sports and girls and career and all of that. And I'm now retired for a couple of years. And I wasn't getting the intellectual stimulation I was getting before. So I got back into it and haven't looked back.
Oh, and I know exactly what you're talking about, taking the hiatus. I was first licensed at the age of 12 years old in 1957. And I've had a license ever since. I've had different calls. I got my extra, I think, back in the 70s. And so my call that I have is assigned by the FCC. It's not a vanity call or anything. But I've had one period of my life where I went for about 12 to 14 years where I didn't do much ham radio at all. Still have my license, but I just didn't do it, and then I came back to it. When this digital stuff started taking off is when I got really excited about it. I love DMR, I love Fusion, and I love NXDN. I'm not a big fan of D-Star. D-Star has got the audio quality just kind of bugs me.
Well, like I said, I'm not real familiar with any of those. I've heard of them. And there's occasional questions on odd question on the test. I'm studying for my general now and plan to take it in August, next month. I'm about halfway through the third time on the book, and I've started taking some practice tests and what have you. I just haven't had the time to dedicate. It sounds odd being retired not having the time. I still take occasional projects that take me away from the hobby, but I'm always there. And in the odd moment, I'll get on online and maybe do some questions through ham study and things like that. But I got to knuckle down and I got to spend a few days in a row just studying that to be able to move forward and be confident to pass the general. I built a JPOL antenna, which is at just above the peak of the house right now. It's at about 27 feet off the driveway here in Utica. And I was given a 10 to 40 fan dipole, which I've been using to receive. I don't have it high enough to be able to transmit very well, you know, on the limited area of 10 meters. And I've made no contacts on 6. I don't have an antenna for 6 meters. But I did get an HF radio transceiver, and I've been listening. And there's some crazy people out there and from crazy far away. It's exciting. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Golf Sierra, or as I like to say, finding good signal. I appreciate the QSO. I've actually got to get to work on a project here at the house. I got to unload my truck, and it's fuel day, where I take enough gas cans to get my 35 gallons over at the Kroger store to get my dollar off. So I'm going to have to be cleared on your final. I look forward to talking to you again. This is KF8FGS 73.
I don't know if you copied that. Don't look like I came through. Are you still there?
Yeah, this is KF8FGS David here. It went silent for a minute. I understand that happens sometimes, and I'm not quite sure what that. Every now and then, get that squawk when you key up, and it's. And my screen, it gives me a different screen about the repeater, and I get a squawk. Maybe it's somebody else using the repeater or something. But, I did copy this last, and I do have to, I'm going to have to sign off. I got some stuff I got to do. I got to get over to the Kroger with my gas cans to get my $35, get my dollar off on my 35 gallons. So I'm going to have to say 73 on this KF8FGS, finding good signal in Utica, Michigan. And we'll be clear on your final.
Hey, David, it's been nice talking to you. So, I got to run and go get my oil change. I got to go to South Lyon for that. So we'll catch you later. You have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you again soon. KF8FGS, this is KI8A73.
KC8KJO. KC8. KJO from NAWRO. Tom, you out there? Nothing heard. NAWRO clear. KC8KJO. KC8KJO from NAWRO. Statewide 1. Nothing heard. NAWRO clear.
On the one of the FBI repeaters.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's where I heard him, but his signal was degrading. So I was hoping he was going to monitor here, but I'll try again a little later. NAWRO, thanks for the assist.
KEAFGW monitoring.
WABD.
KEAFGW radio check. KEAFGW clear.
And I'll get a radio check. It's sounding good here in Otisville.
WAPD is mobile.
Little Fox Traffic, Golf Sierra Delta. I'm trying to hit the 26 feet wide network. First time DMR reserve.
I'm sorry about that. If that was for me, I missed it.
KC and KGO. KC and KGO.